Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Okay, to bring you all up to speed, what we've been talking about this morning is the story that if you tapped into social media and you are even following politics with a lowercase p, you saw this. Last summer, Graham Plattner announces his campaign for the United States Senate. Many had not even heard of the guy. Janet Mills eventually drops out of the race. National Democrats lining up behind Graham Plattner. And then issue after issue after issue. I'm not going to take the time to run them all down now because that would take up the entire 15 minutes that we have. But now this weekend comes news that we had learned from The Main Wire back on May 1st, that the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times were aware that Graham Plattner had been, this is the claim, and I'll call it a claim for now, the Graham Plattner had been using the messaging app Kik, K-I-K, Kik. I guess it's Kik, not Kik. Kik,
yeah.
Okay. Graham Plattner had been using the platform Kik, K-I-K, to exchange sexually charged messages with at least six other women, maybe up to 12 other women, even as he's married to Amy Gertner. And you've probably seen Amy with Graham. And you might have seen her standing by him this weekend when replying to some of the, again, I called them claims, and a listener wrote to us, wait, Plattner's denying the claims, but the campaign confirmed it. Is that correct? According to the New York Times, according to the Wall Street Journal, it's Amy who brought the concerns forward to the campaign to say, you know, when you vet someone that's going to run for office, you need to know everything that's going on. Well, let me tell you what's going on. And when was this? Last spring. Time matters. This was going on last spring. Consider this. The New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, they've been working on the story since May 1st. Last October, we learned that the political director for the Graham Plattner campaign, Genevieve McDonald, had stepped down. And then we learn over the weekend that Genevieve McDonald had been threatened by Morris Katz, who is one of the top advisors to the Plattner campaign, saying, basically, if you don't reach back to the Wall Street Journal and deny what you shared with them, keep in mind, Genevieve was only one of multiple sources that confirmed to the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times working on it at the same time that this was going on. Morris Katz said, if you don't, here's the text that Morris Katz demanded that I call the Wall Street Journal, retract my comments, tell them their reporting was inaccurate, and send him a recording of the call. And then, as Genevieve McDonald posts, when I refused to lie for the Plattner campaign, he sent this text, quote, just want to be clear on where we are right now. If the story goes in its current iteration, we'll communicate directly on the record and by name that Genevieve violated the personal trust of Amy and Graham and shared explicit falsehoods to sabotage the campaign. Morris says, I will tell everyone that you violated Amy's trust, that you violated Graham's trust. Take a look at what the keyboard cowboys circling the cyber wagons around the Plattner campaign are saying. They're saying that Genevieve McDonald violated Amy and Graham's trust. But the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, they have it that Amy came forward and shared that this happened in the spring of last year, and you should know about this. Not only the Wall Street Journal, not only the New York Times.
The campaign for Graham Plattner confirmed to CBS on Saturday that the main Senate candidate had sent sexually explicit texts to women.
CBS News got it confirmed, and on Face the Nation, they talked with sitting U.S. senators about it, many of them not defending, but deflecting. And now we watch for the distancing. There was an additional post that Genevieve McDonald made over the weekend. I wanted to find that and read that for you. For those that thought that she was just making. Oh, by the way, after Genevieve, after she refused to lie for the Platner campaign to the Wall Street Journal, she went on the record with the New York Times. Genevieve also posted this over the weekend. Quote, I did not wake up this morning and think, you know what? My life is pretty good and peaceful. I should burn it down. End quote. There's a backstory here. I will never allow myself to be threatened and intimidated by some punk kid consultant from New York City. Who's the punk kid consultant from New York City? Remember when we had a sound cut for Morris Katz on our program a short time? I think it was last week, Paul. Mm-hmm. I said, gosh, he's a young guy. So Amy says what she says, and then comes this full statement. We're going to play it for you now. Listeners have asked for it. Maybe it's divine that the phone lines are dead and we can't connect with the money men or, sadly, John Featherson at 7:30. Maybe I believe in miracles. But it gives us a chance to play the full statement from Amy Gertner. This is Graham Platner's wife. And you'll hear that it took many, many takes for her to produce this video. And listen closely for when she gives a shout out to her editing team. This is Maine's Morning News on VOM.
Hey, everyone. It's Amy. I wanted to make a statement today. And I'm getting eaten by bugs. I wanted to make a statement today in response to a couple of news articles that are out there about my marriage to Graham. If anybody knows me and Graham personally, you know that we got married in 2023. We live in Sullivan. We've got two dogs. And we love each other deeply. So it makes me really angry, disappointed, and I find it really shameful that there's a group of media outlets and people who are willing to spread gossip instead of talking about real issues that Graham is running on, like healthcare and education and childcare. I'm walking up and down my road right now. And this is like my 20th take. This is very hard to do. But I just really wanted to make sure that everyone knows that Graham and I have a great marriage. Being married is hard. Being newly married is hard. Being newly married and going through infertility is hard. Being newly married, going through infertility, and a Senate campaign is hard. I don't even know if I have the right words to describe what we've been going through, but our marriage counselor helps. My personal counselor helps. Graham's personal counselor helps. And we work on our mental health every day. No marriage is perfect. And I don't want a perfect marriage. I want my marriage, and I want to be married to Graham. Sorry, black flies. I knew the man that I married is wonderful and dynamic and probably a genius. I knew the man that I married had been through an immense amount of violent, active combat, and he's been in therapy for years. I admire the f*** out of him. So when there are news articles about our marriage, it's just extra s***. Can I say that online? I hope I can. It's extra s*** because people in Maine want affordable gas. They want to be able to see their doctor when they're sick. They want to be able to send like their kids to a nice school, a nice daycare facility, and raise families the way that they want to. So I think I'm feeling angry today. And I don't normally make public statements, but it's really important for me to tell all of you out there, especially people who are voting in Maine, that I think it's shameful behavior to spend time and energy and resources on negative ads and negative stories on Graham when all he's trying to do is improve the lives of people who work for a living. And that's it. He doesn't have any other agenda, which is what I think people are trying to dig up. And this is a long video, so I hope my editing team isn't too frustrated with me. I hope that everyone's having a good Saturday. Graham and I really care about the state of Maine. We really love it. We were born and raised here, and I think we deserve better. I think Mainers deserve better, and I don't know what else to say. So if you're editing this video, I'm really sorry. Thanks for watching.
Amy Gertner, the wife of Graham Plattner. Do I think it's a hostage video? No, and here's why. Move beyond the fact that she discloses that they were married in 2023 and his kick activity, sending sexually charged messages, exchanging them with six, maybe up to 12 women, occurred in the spring of 2025. But when she delivers the list, you heard her deliver the list of it's hard. Being married is hard. Going through infertility is hard. Going through a Senate campaign is hard. I got to be honest. I'd write that for my candidate if I were writing. Would you, Paul?
Yeah.
It sounds like, honestly, the way that ChatGPT writes things for people, that's a style that I have seen. I bet you've seen it too, people. And when you actually take the time to read what is written. And she also disclosed in that what we shared with you about a half an hour ago, she says it was her 20th take. Maybe it was the black flies. Maybe it was the traffic in Sullivan. I don't know. But 20th take. Do organic, honest videos take 20 takes?
Usually you kind of just wing it and roll with it.
If it's a hostage, I don't think it does. Yes, that was sanitized for your protection. By the first word we had to bleep out was the F-bomb. And then the second two times was the S-bomb. You notice that she questioned, can I use the S-bomb? But she didn't question, can I use the F-bomb? Interesting. But you know what? That mirrors what, this is what I've seen, that mirrors what the Plattner campaign has been doing. They've been cussing up a storm because they want to sound like us. Not everybody talks like that. Oh, text message. Amy is right in one aspect. Maine does deserve better. We deserve Susan Collins. Notice that she pivots to the messaging of the Plattner campaign about affordability. If it were a hostage video, that wouldn't happen. This was too nuanced. This was messaging. This was planned. This was videoed 20 times. Her words, not mine. And it wasn't for just one person. She said it again. You heard her say it. Here, let me play back that part of the sound cut from Amy Gertner's video, the audio that you just heard.
This is a long video, so I hope my editing team,
not one person,
isn't too frustrated with me.
It's a team. She's answering to a team in producing this video and then posting it on Saturday. Negative stories, according to Graham, are bad. She says negative stories about Graham are bad. But I guess she has no problem with negative things that Graham has been saying about others. To me, that's nuanced political messaging, and that's why it's not a hostage video.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.